Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Good morning, everybody. It is Monday morning. I have to keep reminding myself, don't say good morning, because some of you, it's good evening. Some of you, it's like 3 weeks from now on a Tuesday during, 3 o'clock traffic. Yeah. We are excited today because this week we are going to discuss paranormal encounters. So this is not your typical ghost stories, because it's not all ghost type activity. Sometimes it's just the encounter and the experience that we have with spirit, which is really cool. And we've got a few people that are going to be joining us today. So we'd like to welcome LaShawn, our good friend, intern, the one that makes these beautiful bracelets that we do sell as well. So she can give us information on that to pass along. This one is my favorite. We work a lot with energy, and so we love to be able to amplify our energy by different stones. So I have my own line. Spirit Walker Nicole has her own angel line, which is beautiful as well. But she definitely has got some interesting stories. And so I had our viewers or our guest on today pick one story each. And I want you guys to just be open, because you know what? Sometimes you don't think about a certain situation or a night that you stayed in a hotel and you heard a bangs and raps, or you might have heard footsteps and realized that you were the only one that was on that floor. Those type of things happen to us so often, and yet we dismiss them. We just don't think about it. And that's why we wanted to do this show, because it's Paranormal Month. We're starting to wrap it up. Why not tell some encounters that we've had with spirit? So LaShawn, why don't you give us a little background on your story here?
Well, for me, this is one of the trippy ones, because I didn't know about my gifts at the time. So it takes on a totally different meaning now than it did then, because I was practically scared as hell then. But I used to live in UTC, which is in California, next to La Jolla. And we had found this little cute apartment. It was a very nice size from what my experience was for California. It was cheap. It was nice. So actually what happened was one day I woke up and my husband's shoes, who was not there at the time, was in the middle of the doorway. So it was like a block, and they were literally facing like this towards each other. So I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of freaking strange. But then I would always hear like the drawers open, the cabinet. It sounded like the cabinets were opening, but I'm thinking maybe neighbors, not a big deal, until one day I went to bed, and as I was laying there, I heard my name in my ear. And it was, I don't even know how to describe this voice. It's not like, how sometimes you can hear like people talk to you and their voice or whatever. This was something that I've never ever heard before. And it literally said, LaShawn. And I'm like, holy crap. So I got immediately scared. But then I got a chill, a coldness that was beyond, oh, it's cold in here.
Right.
This was a bone chilling cold. I don't even know how to describe what I was experiencing, but it was as if I had been touched maybe by it, and it just put this freeze on me. I could not move. I can hear myself you know, talking, and actually I was praying it out is what I was doing.
So many people do.
Yeah, because I was scared. I had no idea what was happening. And I knew that to hear my name as clear as I did and as close to my ear as it was, and to have that ice cold feeling throughout my entire body till I could not move, I didn't know what else to do. You know, however, it went away just almost just as quick as it came. However, what happened another day in that same apartment was, I like to color. So I had a nice brown table that had edges up, so like nothing could technically fall off of it. You know what I'm saying? So I had all my markers and crayons up there from the night before. Well, when I woke up the next morning, in the middle of the night, actually, they were on the floor, lined up, straight lined up, going towards the bathroom. And so I'm just like, okay, did we have an earthquake last night? Like, what the hell just happened here? But then I sat and I thought about it. I'm like, no earthquake is going to make my markers and stuff line up perfectly.
Right.
To a specific room. You know what I'm saying? Which, now that I think about it, that was it was in the bathroom. It was lined up towards the bathroom. I never used that bathroom because I didn't like the feeling of that bathroom. So, it's just the oh my God, like the hearing, the coldness, the thing, the way things lined up is just,
I think that's one of the trippiest things for me. I don't know about you, Spirit Walker Nicole, but when things get moved and you know that you're the only one in the house, or it's you and your spouse, or you and your friend, or whatever it might be, and you're like, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
And when that stuff happens, it makes us think, but it also makes us dismiss. Right.
Well, if you think about it, in like the scary movies and stuff, like they'll have one shot of something somewhere and the next shot it's moved and they're like, dun, dun, like they introduce that music and that freaks people out. So absolutely, let alone to have it actually happen to you.
And I've had something similar to where I was living in a house that was haunted, and that was out in Ramona, California. And, you know, I'd never think that. The more time we spend in locations too, the more the activity ramps up. So I don't know if the more time you spent in that area in UTC, if you noticed that like things continued to happen, the progressions continued to go. Now that was an apartment, right?
Yeah, that was an apartment. And I literally picked up and I moved out in a day after a while, like real talk. I was out of there. But then, in talking with the people at the front, they never said it was haunted or anything, but they said we wanted to move is what happened. I wanted to move. And they didn't have any more space available, and they said that was the cheapest spot, the cheapest place. And I realized, because they were all the same, all the apartments were the same, that's probably wise, because they had activity and just didn't say anything about it.
Absolutely. And if we think about apartment living, right, we don't realize that, you know, sometimes that we share walls.
Yeah.
Or if we live in duplexes where you have the family on one side and the family on the other side, you're actually sharing space in those areas with all these other people, all the other energy they bring in, the energies that are with them for the family, ones that follow them home from the grocery store to see what's going on. It's just like living in a house with shared walls, and yet you are not in control of that space. And so when we are unsure, when we find that sometimes the unknown starts creeping in, and we're trying to do everything we can to clear that space, protect that space, call in our angels, put our crystals out, we have to do it with the intention that they help us put those walls up as well.
Yeah.
And allow us to be able to keep our own area as our sanctuary and not allow those spirits in. But I want to know, before we go to break with you, is that if you knew now what you know, if you knew then what you know now, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Hello, it's too early, folks. Too early, not enough coffee. How would you have approached empowering yourself in that space and kind of regaining it, or maybe investigating it?
Well, you said the right word, which was empowerment. If I was empowered enough to know, then first off, it wouldn't have scared the crap out of me the way it did. And, you know, I would honestly, I would have been more in investigative mode because that's how I am now. So now I'm like, please let that happen to me. Come on, bring it on, people. So let's do this. But the empowerment is definitely the key. And that's just, to me, that's the end all and be all for that, is the empowerment, knowing that even though I heard my name, there was no reason for me to be scared because I would have had the power for it not to touch me or to do anything that I did not want to happen.
Absolutely. And I love that. I love that because we can have those honest conversations with ourselves. We can bring in our spirit team. Yeah. So before we go to break, Nicole, who would be an archangel? Who would be an angelic being that we could ask to come down for a situation like that?
Oh, well, if you're not LaShawn, since she's like inviting it and wishing that it would happen, how many of our friends are like, oh yeah, I wish I lived in a haunted house. I love our friends.
Yep.
But if you would like that not to be the case, that would definitely be Archangel Michael. You have him come down, clear out the energy for anything that's not for your highest and best. And yeah, you just remember, got to call him. But yeah, apparently not this one.
No, she's like, everyone join me. Let's have a spirit circle and I'll be in the middle. So we want to thank you, LaShawn. How can people get a hold of you for our bracelet line, for your own bracelet line as well? She does some fabulous card readings, you guys. So tell everyone how they can get, you know, a hold of you.
So I am with Luminous Path with Love on Facebook and also Luminous Path with Love on Etsy. So you can
perfect.
This is there. Ask questions. Yeah.
Love it. I love it. All right, guys, stay tuned. When we come back, we have got a caller who's got another fabulous paranormal encounter story for you. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We are talking about paranormal encounters. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole, good morning.
I almost called myself your name.
Nope.
We could switch it up today. So by the way, if you see in the comments anybody trying to sell you something, that is not coming from us. So we do not authorize that, just to let you guys know if you're following us on Facebook. So thank you very much for that.
Goals.
With that being said, we are talking about paranormal encounters. And as we wait for our call in, our next guest, I was thinking, as LaShawn was talking about, some of the encounters that I have had personally. And it did take me back to that house that I lived in Ramona, California. And that house, we at that point had two of our kids. Our daughters were young, and we moved in thinking that this was a great space. Like, this was our half an acre dream home, ranch style home, just great community. And the longer that we were there, the more the activity wrapped up. And with that being said, I'll put this on hold because our caller is in. Micah is here with us, so we will ask Olivia to patch her through. But then I'll talk about how the activity shifted in the home and how we ended up having to leave the home as well. And what I've learned now could have really saved that space. So let's bring Micah in because I love Micah and her stories are also so awesome.
So Micah, you're here. We just need you to unmute.
Wait, but I'm psychic. Maybe I could just translate what she's saying. Well, as she is unmuting, she can just chime in whenever, Olivia. So with this house, it became apparent that there was activity that was brewing. And it would be small things like a tap on the shoulder, which I would get like in the kitchen. We had definitely had the voices in the living room. And where you would think that the TV was off, and then you would argue about the TV being off, and then you'd send somebody out to check, and there's no one in there. So voices. Well, I think Micah's talking to us.
I am here.
Yay! Thank you for joining us, Micah. I know we threw a different phone number, PIN, do this, do that, all of that good stuff for you. So no worries
and
on that.
And if you don't answer the PIN quickly, you are disconnected.
Well, we learn these lessons quickly. Okay, Micah. Yes. So you have 10 minutes to tell us your ultimate encounter story, your paranormal encounter story, ghost story, if you will.
Okay.
What have you experienced?
Well, pretty much always in my life, I've experienced a lot of stuff, but I wanted to share a story from when I was a teenager because it involves a Ouija board. And because your topic was on the Ouija board last week, I thought this would be perfect. So when I was 16, I'm the oldest of four children, single mom. We live in a two-bedroom apartment. I'm 16, I have a 14-year-old sister and a brother and sister that are twins that are eight. I often would sleep on the couch because it's just so crowded in a bedroom with four kids, two bunk beds, you know. I would wake up all the time to tapping on my shoulder, and I just would pass it off that I was, you know, sleeping and dreaming and these things weren't really happening. Well, at the same time I was going through these experiences, the twins, 8 years old, are seeing a man in the closet with green eyes. No one's telling anybody that we're seeing these things.
Right.
So it all kind of comes to a head, and I'm sitting in the living room, and I can hear the twins. They're supposed to be sleeping, and they're jumping around, and they're flailing in their bedroom. And I go running in there, and they're dead asleep. And I go, what in the world is happening? Well, I have this little puppy. The puppy kind of runs in. I grab the dog, and the door flings open and flings shut all on its own. So I kind of tipped down the hallway, went and sat down. I'm trying to process, like, what is happening? So I hear them jumping around again, and I go, well, maybe they're messing with me, you know? So I go to the door again, and they're asleep. And by this time, I'm going, okay, something's going on. Well, my mother's bedroom door was directly behind me. That door started opening and shutting just violently. So I grab the dog again. I go sit down. I'm just freaked out. So a couple of weeks later, I'm cleaning and I reach behind the chair and there's a Ouija board that my sister had made with her friend, the next door neighbor. I freaked out. I threw it away. I was so upset thinking, oh, you've caused all this stuff in our home because we all were conditioned to think that, you know, so, things started getting progressively worse, and we were all sitting in the living room, the four of us kids. We could hear this strange noise on the counter as if, like, a silverware is spinning, and I'm going, what is this? So we all jump in, and I'll be damned. This spoon is just spinning on the countertop all by
itself.
Isn't
that chills?
It was crazy. And listen, we're just kids. My mom was never home, you know, so we were always by ourselves. So it starts getting, you know, progressive. I have now seen these green eyes in the bedroom. You know, I just don't know what to do. I'm the protector of these kids. I have no idea what's going on. So we were getting ready to move, and one of the very last things that had happened was we were outside. My little brother had gone back in the house. He comes running out of the house. You know that crying where you know that something horrible has just happened. He can't breathe. His lips are blue. He's uncontrollable. And we're going, what is wrong? He goes, the chair just flew up and hit the ceiling. And we're like, this kid's nuts. And I go in the kitchen, and one of the kitchen chairs, indeed, the ceiling, the drywall was totally indented, and there's drywall now on the kitchen table from where the chair had just flown up and hit the ceiling. And so we had come to find out after that through neighbors, which this all could be not accurate information, but we were told that a couple lived in our apartment, and then the wife of our apartment was dating the husband next door, and that the husband next door had murdered her husband outside of the apartment. Not in the house or anything, but outside, and that his energy might still be there. I don't really know if that's the truth in any way, but it would give some answers to the crazy activity going on there.
Absolutely. And if we think about that, that's intense energy. That's anger energy. That is residing in that space with that energy where he is still not happy with the way that things went down. He might have been a great man who just their relationship didn't work out. This came down. And so now he's, you know, and at the same time, he might be looking for her and where she's at. Sometimes in my experience, when we pass that way, we will stay in that general area and we are just we're kind of at unrest, like they've crossed over, but he's still over there just trying to heal and understand what happened. One of those sudden death type of things. And the fact that you acknowledged the activity and that you knew what was going on is huge. What is your view on Ouija boards now after listening to the story? Because when you make your own...
Yeah, I actually have it in my cart on Amazon. I've been listening to all the shows and the podcasts, and you guys had done a modality podcast for prior with Kelly, and I had, you know, I was one of those kids. The first time I ever played a Ouija board, I was with my best friend at 10 years old with her older sister and her friend, and they were telling me how they played it the day before, and the friend was very rude to the spirit board and that she was thrown across the room and slammed into the wall. So I'm like, never touching one of these in my life. Which they were probably messing with us. We were just kids. I don't feel that way at all anymore. I realize it's just a modality and that it could be very useful to me probably. So I actually have it in my Amazon cart and I told my sister, I think I'm going to get a Ouija board and I think I'm going to explore it, you know?
I love
it now. Yeah.
And you know, we are not that far away. So we can even come and do it with you and have like an empowerment session and open it up the right way, show you how to close it down the right way. Because a lot of those things, can you imagine making a handmade Ouija board, Nicole, and being like, okay, here we go. Let's just shove it under the couch and no one will notice what just happened as well.
They were hiding it from me because everybody knew how strongly I felt about it. So they were hiding it from me. Yes. And she had tarot cards actually as well at like 14 years old and I was going to kill her. And now here I am sitting here, you know, 30 years later and I'm like, well, I have 14 decks. I mean, what was I thinking about? You just learn. You learn through time, I guess, you know, and experience. And Hollywood conditioned us all to believe that.
Exactly. I was going to say we're conditioned, whether it be Hollywood, religion, what our parents' beliefs were. And so to see the evolution that you're making in this process, and again, here comes the word empowering. You are empowering yourself. Yeah. You're learning. You're getting the knowledge behind these different modalities and how to move forward. So to close up your story here, what would be some advice that you could give in the next minute before we go to break for other people who have had similar experiences now and are looking to maybe further their experience on being empowered and maybe looking at using one of these modalities?
Well, I will tell you that the other story I was going to share is the house I live in currently is very, very active in the attic bedroom. So what I did was I went in there with love and light. And I just said, listen, I understand this is your space. We will now leave this space. It is yours. You don't come into my space. I won't come into yours. I just try to give as much positive attitude as I could, and it has been working. It's been a couple of years without any major activity. So I think if, you know, you just enter everything believing that it's positive and, you know, keeping that high energy, it's going to work out.
I love that right there. You gave it a space as well. That is so honorable, and allowing yourself to share that space, not out of fear, not out of the unknown, out of that reunion part of it. Well, thank you so much, Micah, for calling
in. Welcome,
I know you're on your way to work, so we appreciate you and love you. And we will actually see you soon, I think, this weekend for one of your mediumships.
So. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So with that being said, you guys, make sure you check us out on Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook and Instagram. And we will be back with another paranormal encounter story right after this break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah.
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
All right, everybody. I am super excited. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole, hello.
We are just going to have no introduction. We are just going to let this gentleman just go right into his story. We'd like to welcome Michael because Michael has got one heck of an interesting story. So I just want you to just fly into this one because I can't wait to hear the entire story here.
So when I was around 5 or 6 years old, a friend of the family, called him Uncle Art, took me up to some reservation land in Northern California. And I was supposed to do some fishing and it's very kind of live off the land up there. So we were going to have kind of some camping and fishing. And so we went up to his father's cabin. And the first night we got there, it was literally got there just about dark, went in. And of course, being a kid that young after a long trip, 6-7 hours, I was ready to crash. And I had a very uneasy feeling when I got there. I wasn't sure why. But being a kid, I just, whatever, strange things. So I laid down on their couch, went to go to sleep at approximately, I would say somewhere between midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning. I heard weird sounds. I would say not anything that I've ever heard a human make. And I, obviously being a kid, I didn't really know any animal sounds. And now being an adult, I realized they weren't animal sounds either. Kind of shrieking, kind of guttural sounds, and started to get really scared. So I was calling out for, Uncle Art, and he comes out, and then his dad comes out as well. And they're like, be quiet, don't move, don't say anything. We haven't had this type of activity except for people that aren't welcome on this land. And unfortunately, for me, is it didn't get any better. It started to get much worse. We started to hear the window panes flexing. And then I'm not sure exactly how it happened, but we started to hear like a really loud pounding sound. And it sounded like somebody was literally like banging on the walls with the truck, but not driving through the walls. Sorry, it gives me a little anxiety. And as it continued, Uncle Art's dad was basically telling me, he's not sure. I must be, there's something in my culture, something in my history that they do not want you here on this land. But you can't leave now. It wouldn't be safe. It continued to go on. We were hearing this really heavy thumping sound. The windows, and I don't mean like shaking. I mean, literally you could hear them flexing where they were popping because they were trying to be, basically busted out of their frame. And this went on constantly for up until light started to shine at like 4:30 in the morning. I hadn't moved from the couch. I was trembling. I mean, even now I'm still shaky going through it. And what the grandfather explained to me is that the land that we were actually on was a protected religious site, and that his family has always been there to protect. But any other type of tribe, there were a tribe there that warred heavily with the surrounding and any area, any different type of tribe. And my grandmother, being born on the reservation in Oklahoma, and obviously me being a kid not understanding that, I had put myself in serious danger. And the morning when we walked outside to survey what happened, half the windows, and this is old pane windows where there's, 6 or 9 or 12 in each window. And I would say probably 50% of them were either cracked or broken out. They weren't handprints. They were more like impressions, but they didn't look like hands. But they weren't claws. It was like if you were to take a chisel and take out a chunk of something. They were all over the wood walls outside, and the security screen door had the one-way the one-way bolts, which can't be removed unless you take like a grinding tool and to back them out. So there's no way to start to remove this, but the security screen door, which was the main way to actually get in, because the other ones, even though they're pane windows, it was metal. So they would have had to break through metal, was that security screen door. And that security screen door was almost completely removed. All the security bolts were backed out. You know, they're 4-inch and probably, you know, half or more were backed out, and the entire security the entire security screen door was flexed almost in half, like it was somebody hooked up like a chain to rip it off the wall. My Uncle Art said, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have this fishing and hunting and hanging out trip up there, and we had to leave right away. I don't even remember grabbing my stuff. I just remember being in the truck leaving, and it wasn't until we got off the land, which probably took us another hour to get out of there, that this heaviness that literally I carry to this day, just remembering that feeling, finally left me. But as soon as I live in that moment again, it comes back.
And that's the tough part sometimes, is especially as kids. And so a lot of times, and I speak from my own experience, we get dismissed because it's, you're having a bad dream. You've got this going on. You got this going on. You didn't have that. You had someone explaining what was happening on the land. And people don't understand sometimes the importance of respecting the land, especially as we're building and developing more and more and more, that when this happens, that we are disrupting ancestral land. And you were on a reservation, which was even more prevalent with that energy coming in, and them acknowledging you as being almost an outsider is what it sounds like. And now being able to tell that story and still see how visibly shaken you are from that experience, that hit you to a core. And now seeing you start to empower yourself, how do you feel your experiences are able to help your own children when they're going through this as well, before we go to break?
I think the biggest thing that I've gained through the knowledge that I've gained is to pass on to my kids is that we can bring ourselves to a higher vibration and overcome some of these negative things that can grip us and take us to a place we never intended.
Absolutely. And I know that happens a lot for, you know, for me especially, like those negative things that try and sneak in, grip in, whether it be, you know, as a child and not understanding that concept, or now. I mean, with the amount of work that we do, Nicole, stuff does sneak in. Like, what have we heard here lately?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And it all just comes down to the same thing. It's fear. The people, the clients that come to us are in fear, and they'll say, I'm terrified to be at my house, or I'm terrified to go here or there. And it's about changing that mindset and helping them understand how much power they have. And when they say things like, I'm terrified, and, you know, it gives a lot of power away, mm-hmm. a lot of power away. And that's where we come in to try to, you know, validate obviously what they're feeling and sensing and seeing, and then kind of go from there.
So with that, and being that child and seeing that, how did that affect you before we go to break? And how long did it take you to really kind of, I don't want to say shake it off, because you still haven't shaken it off. It still hits us to that core. But how long did it really take you before you started to feel safe in your own space?
Something like that lasts a really long time. I would say to truly feel like it wasn't something that I feared about going different places and traveling to different places, I would say it was well into, I don't know, maybe my 20s before I realized like I could freely go where I needed to. I had that confidence and that safety. But something like that, like I said, it rattles you to the core and it sticks with you no matter what you do.
Absolutely. I know that for me, same type of thing happened. It was just a little bit different. Obviously, I didn't have stuff being pulled off, but I was up in Julian, California. And we had stayed the night in one of the small little motels just outside of Julian. And because of what I can sense and do, it was almost magnified. And it actually sounded like someone in the other room, because, you know, in hotels, the bathrooms will be back to back, right? It actually sounded like they were trying to pull off the sink in that bathroom, and it was this heavy banging sound. And then I could hear running across the roof and back and forth. And then I could feel that energy trying to break through those walls. And it gives me the chills, because that's probably one of the most scared places I have ever stayed in. Even knowing some of the power I had then, if I knew it now, I would have probably gotten out the paranormal equipment and be like, all right, cool, let's see what's happening. But that still haunts me to my core. I would never want to go back to that hotel. Even now, it would take a lot for me to want to be like, yeah, sure, let's stay in room 7 again, because it was such a pleasant experience. But I could see that energy coming through as well. So I can resonate on a different level with you of that fear part. Well, we thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story. I know I'm going to have you back, because by golly, you've got some stories for sure, which can also help empower people and let them progress as well as spiritual beings and empowering our kids. So thank you so much, Michael. Stay tuned, you guys. We'll be right back with a couple more stories from Spirit Walker Nicole and myself.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hi everyone, I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome back, everybody. I am loving this today.
Yeah.
I love hearing different people's experiences. I love that Michael came on and just very openly shared an experience that still shakes him to this day. And he was, what, 6, 7, 8, he said, that age range. And knowing what I've gone through in my own past and the energies that came to me, that I can still see them plain as day. But what I ate for breakfast yesterday, I may not be able to remember. You know, because it's just these moments stick with us.
I like that we know these people. So it's like firsthand, you know, and they're trusted. We trust these people. And it's not like, okay, well, one time I heard about this happening, you know, like this happened to them.
Yep. I mean, you've lived in a haunted house before multiple times, you know, and the activity that's in there, that made you, and you were with your mom at the time, like pack up and go, like to the point where like you guys didn't want to go back in for that last load.
Yeah. And now I realize just that I like you said, I wish I had known then what I know now. Mm-hmm. And I would have known like what the spirit was trying to do. And, you know, he needed help. And I feel like I could have done more there.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing sometimes too is that we leave these places abruptly and we leave these places, but the spirit's still there, right? And so the next person that moves in is going to have that. And I've actually had that with clients. So we do a lot of work with clients with activity in their homes or their spaces. We were just out last night helping a family. Like, it's just one of those things to where it's empowerment. It's raising our vibrations. It's understanding why they're there, where they came from. Are they tied to the land? One of my scariest stories for me personally was a time that I was up in Big Bear and staying in a cabin. And if you don't know about Big Bear, I find that there's a lot of places that have activity up there. Most places do, but it just seems to be very like predominant up there. We had had an earthquake as well. So that energy was already magnified. And so I'm laying in bed and all of a sudden I had seen a figure. And those of you that are familiar with the figure of the Grim Reaper with his scythe is standing over me and staring at me and had the cloak, the whole thing. Now, I was probably in my late teens, early 20s, so I knew I could do this, but I just didn't have the empowerment. I had the fear of the unknown. I thought this was a ghost. Was this a spirit? What was happening during this process? So I kind of woke up enough to realize that I couldn't move. I had sleep paralysis, and that doesn't happen to me. And this energy was keeping me in that spot. They wanted to be seen. And so I went directly to movies, directly to fear, and couldn't move. I couldn't yell. I couldn't speak. And what I've realized, doing more and more research, working with Spirit Walker Nicole, connecting more on the angelic realm, that what I actually saw was my mind interpreting Archangel Azrael. And he is the angel of grief. He is considered the angel of death, or some will call him the Grim Reaper. And it depends on what we see him as. And we're actually doing a lot more work with him, because what I've realized is that he is there for transition. He's there for beginnings like and endings. He's there when babies are born, right? Yeah. And he's there when it's time for us to go. And so I want you to talk about a little bit with him, because it's definitely somebody that we're teaching our students to bring in for some of these times where we are not feeling so positive. And if you've seen that energy coming through, I really encourage you to stand in your power and not let fear take over, because I missed an opportunity to really connect with him to start understanding the work that I was supposed to be doing.
Well, you know, that's okay that you missed that opportunity though, because it's never too late and he's always there. So it's just so often you hear the phrase or the term angel of death and people freak out. And it's like, that's just taking it to that fear-based, I don't understand, so I'm going to be scared of it situation, when you don't have to do that. You want him there. Believe me, he helps your loved ones cross over, and he helps you with your grief process, and he's there for you, you know, and he's there in so many ways. Like, he is there to make sure that the babies are born safely, and he's there with you in your last moments, and he's there to help cross you over, and he's there all the time. But we deal with a lot of, I don't want to say a majority of women, but a lot of women that have lost their spouses and things like that. And I feel his presence when they start talking, because I know that Azrael comes in and kind of is helping them, comforting them, like, at, you know, at night when it's the house is quiet, kids are asleep, and then it's those distractions are less, and then that grief might start to really take over. That's when he does his best work. If you call him in, that's when he comes in and really does his thing and helps you get through that process and heal. You know, he does a lot of healing work as well. So yeah, I try to avoid the term angel of death, because people just don't understand that. But if you say angel of grief, that kind of, oh, okay, I understand. And because they understand grief, they can understand what he does.
Absolutely. And, you know, to kind of sum up our paranormal encounters episode here, we have so many different people. We're going to be doing more shows on this to share their stories. They resonate with you. They empower you. They help you, which I absolutely think is the most important part of what we do, is having that time with us. But think about it. I've had my name called. Have you had your name called?
I don't think so. Mine was more the places that I was. It's more of a subtle, like you hear a noise and you're like, wait a second. And then you go, okay, maybe there's some wild animal in the attic. And you go up there and it's like, well, nope. You know,
there's no wild animal here.
That off the list. And then you hear the footsteps and you hear the doors slamming and things like that.
The doors is probably something that happens often here. Like,
oh yeah,
the doors are constantly opening and closing, slamming, but we dismiss it because it's part of what we do. We also want to make sure that it's legit what's happening. There's no windows open. The air conditioning's not on. There's no reason for these doors to be opening and closing. Chills is a big one. When you start to feel energy coming in, and that was me, I was like, whew, I could feel it start to come in. And in that fear-based state, I would want to hide and retreat and put the blankets over my head. And now when I feel that coming in, I know what's happening. So instead, I'm standing there like, all right, what do we have going on today? Kitchens are a big spot. You can have places where I have walked in and the kitchen, the couple cabinets have been open. If you've seen The Sixth Sense, I haven't quite had it to that extreme. But that is something people will dismiss those ice machines as being, you know, and then realize that, oh, I don't have an ice machine. And you're hearing that noise in the kitchen as well.
Lights
are a big one for us, where you'll walk past the closet light and it was off. And then when you walk back again, it was on. They're able to manipulate that stuff. Moving objects. So I've had things torn off the walls. If it was kids' artwork in one place that we lived in, they tore it off the wall. No reason for it. It was one of those big poster things. It was anchored to the wall. Pictures have been taken and put on the side of my bed. That was a very loving memory. It was a memory of honoring the family at the holidays and letting us know that this individual was going to be with us for the holidays. It's not all scary. It's not all doom and gloom. There's also these beautiful experiences that we have with loved ones or friends that want to come in. So just know, you guys, that this is a place of empowerment, a place that's safe and sacred. If you guys ever need any, you know, if you have questions about what might be going on in your home, please ask. We can tune in. That's kind of the joy and the cheater factor, as I call it, for us as psychic mediums and being able to connect, and for Spirit Walker Nicole to be able to connect with your guides and your angels, is we can go in with our equipment and show and validate, but ultimately we're already moving in and we can do it remotely, which
moving
is
into the energy, not to your house.
Yeah, we're not moving into your house. So this is really nice. Then you might have two new roommates. But if you can imagine, like, we just did a remote viewing class with our mediumship and Reiki students, and we had a homeowner who has a lot of activity, and we were out there last night to finish clearing it up with them. But each one of the students got to learn how to remote view. And so we can look into a space from a distance, because it's all about energy. It's all about that merging and that motion. And there's different ways that we can help you on that level of it as well, and connect you with the energies in there if they are family, and give you those messages. So remember, this month, October, I personally am celebrating the show coming up, Eye of Soul Radio, next month on Transformation Talk Radio. And so we have $88 one-hour readings with me personally. You can book an hour reading with Nicole and myself. That's $150. It's a great deal. You get two mediums for the price of one. Please go check out our website. Transformation Talk Radio has been working very hard on updating that and modernizing it. That's shadesofspirit.com. You can also find us on YouTube. Our October meditation will be out this week for you guys. Those are free to you. It's our gift to our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We want to thank you guys so much. We can't wait to get to next week to finish off Paranormal Month and move into November, which is going to be connection with the angels and doing a lot of readings and just getting ourselves ready for the holidays. So we thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Say goodnight, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Goodnight. Good morning.
All right.
Have a good week.
Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.